10 things narcissistic mothers say and what they really mean. The things narcissistic mothers say are as predictable as they are telling. However, the things narcissistic mothers say will tell you everything you need to know about her. Empower yourself with strategies based on awareness. By the end of this article, you'll be able to see behind the psychological curtain of her defenses or psychological coping mechanisms. I'll unmask the sometimes cruel and selfish motives behind these seemingly innocuous statements so that you can begin to heal and protect yourself. The first thing you need to know about these statements is that they're part of a linguistic campaign to keep you in your place and provide cover for her hostility. That's why you come away feeling so bad about yourself. You may be so accustomed to what mom says that you really don't expect anything different. Still, that doesn't mean that mom's words don't erode your self-esteem, make you doubt yourself, and keep you from claiming your experience as your own. With that in mind, let's look at the 10 things narcissistic mothers say and decode what they really mean. Number one, you're just too sensitive. She's saying, I won't be held accountable for the hurt you feel for my comments. Instead, I'll imply there's something wrong with you rather than something hurtful about what I've said. Number two, I never said that. She's saying, if you hold me accountable for the hurt I caused, I will deny I ever said it. Easy peasy. Number three, I was only trying to help. She's saying, I can criticize you, undermine you, and overstep. But if you don't experience my actions and comments as hurtful, well, it's your fault. This gives me a free pass to act on my hostility and attribute blame to you. Number four, this is for your own good. I know what you need better than you do. This gives me carte blanche to do cruel things and pass them off as helpful. Number five, only your mother will tell you. She's saying, I give myself special dispensation to cut you down because I am your mother. Number six, I was just joking. She's saying, if you feel mocked by me, I bear no responsibility. I can say whatever I want, and you have no right to call me out. Number seven, I'm sure you don't mean that. She's saying, however you feel, that response to me is no interest. I will invalidate your feelings if they disagree with mine. Number eight, I'm sorry, but you. She's saying, I'll turn the spotlight on you if you dare question me. A good offense is the best defense. Number nine, is there something going on with you? She's saying, I refuse to accept the legitimacy of what you were saying. Instead, I'll turn it back on you with faux concern. Number 10, I'm sorry you took it that way. She's saying, what I said or did made you feel, and what made you feel is 100% your responsibility, not mine. I'm not interested in a mutually respectful relationship. Whew. While those are only a handful of things narcissistic mothers say, there are plenty more where that came from. For example, you'll be sorry when I'm gone. She's saying, I'll silence you with guilt by implying there will be good things to miss when I'm gone. I won't take relational responsibility for them here and now. I'll preemptively borrow it from the hereafter. Notice I'm implying I won't be the one held accountable for my actions. Not now, nor in the great by and by. Another one, silent treatment. I'm saying by not saying. What she's conveying is, I will withhold my attention and affection, make you squirm, wondering what you did wrong. I'll deny feeling angry and offer you no way back into my good graces. Phew, sound familiar? I thought it might. Well, there it is. What's she doing? Well, she's invalidating you. Mom is saying your feelings and perspective don't really matter, so any hurt you feel is not legitimate. Dismissing you. By taking your feelings and perspective out of the equation and discarding them, Mom says she's the only one that matters in the relationship. or she projects a hurt back onto you. Mom can pawn the hostility off on you. She doesn't have to explain or own her part in the conflict. So your hurt isn't relevant. What she's conveying, protecting and promoting myself is more important to me than staying in loving and open connection with you. The things narcissistic mothers say don't promote connection. They do the opposite. They sever, cut off, and disenfranchise you. Yet you're probably wondering, is that true? How can you be sure that's what she meant? Couldn't any one of these statements taken at face value reflect a genuine misunderstanding? I'd say absolutely. People make mistakes in loving, trusting relationships that momentarily go sideways. Good, well-intended people say snarky things, are tone deaf at times, can be genuinely surprised that they've upset someone they love. Who doesn't make a relational misstep now and then? I know I do. So what's the difference between an honest miscommunication and one designed to hurt? Well, to get at the heart of the matter, ask yourself this. Does Mom treat you like an equal now that you're an adult? Apologize when she's wrong. Care about how her words make you feel. Circle back and check in with you when the heat of the moment's passed, you both have cooled down, or when she realizes she's hurt your feelings. Want to make it right? Or does she just want to make her point? Maybe that pit in your stomach or the tightness in your chest is telling you something. Ask yourself, are you swallowing the hurt and still giving Mom the benefit of the doubt when she doesn't deserve it? If so, you might be stuck in the role of the good daughter. Good for Mom, and well, decidedly bad for you. Does Mom need to lord her superiority over you, keep you in your place, make sure you don't get the relational upper hand? Could it be that she has a narcissistic personality disorder or is high in narcissistic traits? Well, the answer is yes. These common statements do relational violence to you. They invalidate your internal experience and elevate her relevance and dominance. But why would Mom want to do that to you? The answer lies in actually understanding narcissism. Well, to see if your mother is narcissistic, go here. That's another article. But the bottom line is this. The narcissistic playbook has no room for equals, only superiors and inferiors. Their rhetoric isn't about building a loving, caring connection. Instead, it's designed to wield power over you. In conclusion, let's decode these things narcissistic mothers say. It doesn't make it right, but it does make it real. Remember, building a healthy relationship requires a foundation of trust and respect. Trust that you can share vulnerabilities without repercussion, and respect that each of you is a separate person with differing but equal perspectives. In contrast, a narcissistic relationship is neither respectful nor trustworthy. The statements shut you down and shut you out. They erode your self-esteem, cause you to doubt yourself, and discourage you from open, honest communication. Here's the truth as I see it. Saying these things doesn't make Mom a narcissist, but a narcissistic mother is sure to say them. So if you dread visits with Mom and leave feeling worse about yourself than when you came, you might want to take a closer look at why. Know this, your life can be better. You can learn to shield yourself from interpersonal assault once you know it's there. If you can't decode the language, you'll come away from the encounters with her just not knowing why you feel so crappy. Without awareness and strategies to deal with your difficult mother, you'll continue to wonder, is it me or her? Because you can't rise above something you don't know is there. And you can't deal with something you can't see. Lifting the psychological veil on the things narcissistic mothers say to reveal the intent behind them puts you in a position to rise above them. If it's time to break free and take your life back, go here.